And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Paid Up Insurance for 1974. I'm going to read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, beginning at verse 25. But before we read the scripture, I would like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee today for the medium of radio. We thank Thee for the homes and hearts that this broadcast will reach. And it would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would guide the words of this message to the hearts who need it most in this hour. A special prayer we would offer for those who are sick and afflicted, who are unable to get out to church and Sunday school. May this program and this message be a special blessing to them. Touch the hearts of those who are without Christ, and bring honor and glory to Him through all that is said and done in this radio ministry. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, at verse 25, we find these words. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Your insurance can be paid up, not only for 1974, but for all of your life, if you'll but claim the promises of God. A pastor carrying a briefcase once knocked on a door. The housewife opened the door, and before the preacher could speak, she blurted out, Selling insurance, I suppose. Well, if you are, you needn't waste your time here. We don't need any. We're insurance poor. Then the pastor spoke softly, But lady, I'm dealing in a different kind of insurance. I'm dealing in eternal life insurance, and this is the kind that you and your family need. I would say to you today, listening to this broadcast, the kind of insurance you need is the kind that is spoken of in the Bible, eternal life insurance, which comes only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the World Book Encyclopedia, historians consider the oldest form of insurance the account in the book of Genesis of Joseph storing up grain in Egypt during the 7 years of plenty. That was about the year 1800 B.C. Some 900 years later, a seagoing people of the island of Rhodes formulated a cargo insurance. And 1500 years later, in the year 600 A.D., the Romans instituted what is known as the Soldiers' Fund, which was a form of endowment life insurance. It was not until the 1700s that life insurance developed on a sound scientific basis. This began with a British astronomer named Edmund Halley. From all of this until the present day, hundreds of thousands of insurance companies have been established, and insurance has become one of the biggest money-handling businesses in all the world. Perhaps the most famous insurance company the world over is Lloyd's of London. They had most of the buildings in the San Francisco fire of 1906 insured. They insured the Titanic that sank in 1912, and they had a policy on the German airship Hindenburg that went down in a crash in 1937. I understand the largest life insurance company is Metropolitan of New York, and the largest policy that's ever been written for life insurance is a $20 million policy written in 1969 on the life of a corporation board chairman with an annual premium of $1,285,000 a year. But when all of this is said and done, There is no insurance in all the world like the insurance that we find in the Word of God. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now. Paid up insurance for 1974. First of all, this divine insurance policy insures us in all of our travels. You do not know what this year is going to bring to your life or to your family or to your home. You do not know what you're going to be called upon to do. You do not know where you're going to be called on to travel. But one thing we do know, that whatever you do and wherever you go, you are protected by God's insurance policy that is paid up not only for 1974, but for all the days of your life. And we have this in a written form. In the Bible it is recorded. In Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15 we read, "Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." And I know somebody right away says, but that was a long time ago, and that was a Bible character, and that man was in special favor with God. But wait, according to Romans 2:11, there is no respect of persons with God. And what God has done for others, I'm here to tell you that He will do for you. Listen to this part of the policy in Joshua 1:9. "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Jesus institutes a new element in this policy in the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 28 at verse 20, we have these words from the lips of the Savior. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And the Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 13 at verse 5, quoting the Lord, says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." What a blessed insurance policy is ours, that wherever we go and whatever we do, we are protected in all of our travels, not only in this year, but in all the years to come. In the second place, this divine insurance policy insures us against fears, frustrations, and failures. These are three words that are characteristic of our age: fear, frustration, and failure. There are many things to cause fear and frustration in the world today. The energy crisis, the economic problems, the corruption in government, the corruption in high places in religious circles all over the world. These and a thousand other things cause our hearts to be fearful and afraid if we do not have the coverage that is offered in God's divine insurance policy. But I'm glad we have it today, and it is written in the Word of God, and no man can erase it, and no man can change it. Not even the devil himself can alter any of the clauses in the insurance policy that God has given us that has been preserved throughout all the ages just for us. Listen to what our insurance policy says about fear and failure and frustration. We read in Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." That erases all of your fear and all of your frustration. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, we read, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And I want to underscore that. Whatever the need of your life, whatever the problem of your life, whatever the difficulty of your circumstances today, the grace of God is sufficient for your every need. Then in Isaiah 41:10, we read, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." In Psalm 56:3, we read these wonderful words, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord." And the psalmist wrote in Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You have no need to fear or be afraid in this day of many frustrations and many fears. Listen to the words of the Savior. In John 16:33, he said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." The Lord Jesus Christ gives you a written policy that includes your safety, that ensures you against fear, ensures you against failure, ensures you against the frustrations of this world system that are ruled over by Satan. What a policy. Do you have it? The divine insurance policy will ensure you against those fears and frustrations and failures that threaten your life today. And you can have it by simply putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another clause in this divine insurance policy, and it ensures us against worry. The psychiatrists tell us that people worry needlessly. Many people are worried today. Some of you listening to this broadcast, you are worrying about what has never happened, and it may never happen. Why should you spend your time worrying when you have a written policy in the Word of God that ensures you against it? Listen to these words in our inspired contract. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7 we read, "Be anxious for nothing, not for the fuel crisis, not for the food shortage, not for any of these things. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Again, you're insured against worrying about what you cannot do. Listen to these words. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." You're insured against worrying about all the needs that are mounting upon you. Philippians 4:19 reads, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Are you worried about your family and your friends forsaking you? You're insured against that worry in Psalm 27 and verse 10. "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Are you worried about depression? Are you worried about all the shortages and crises that we face? Then we have the answer to that in a divine insurance policy which reads like this in Psalm 37, verse 25. The psalmist said, "I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." There's a written guarantee that God will meet the needs of your life. Are you worried about war? With a Middle East situation as explosive as it is? Listen to these words. Our insurance policy tells us in Psalm 27:3, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." This is your written guarantee in the divine insurance policy that insures you against worry of war and depression and needs and problems and difficulties and fears and frustrations and failures and all the rest. It's all written to you in the Word of God. And all you need do is anchor your faith in Christ and believe on Him as your Savior, and this insurance policy will be yours. I have a footnote and then I shall be through. This divine insurance policy ensures us that in the event of death, we have a non-stop, expense-paid journey to a mansion in the sky that's already paid for. A new home, a new life, a new body. Listen to it in the contract written in 2 Corinthians 5:1. Paul says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." That is your written guarantee. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." All of this is in the paid-up insurance for your life, for this year, and for all the days that you live. If you do not have that assurance today, I trust that this moment you will anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Or if you are a Christian and you've lost sight of these things, why not ask God to give you a renewal of your courage, a renewal of your faith in Him and in His blessed Word, and He'll do it right now. May God bless you today as you turn everything over to Christ and trust Him for the divine insurance policy that is paid up for you in this year. And may I remind you again that we would be happy to have you worship the Lord with us today at Worth Baptist Church. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.